gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, they are from London in the United Kingdom. They are co-owners at Achievement in Mind Limited. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Nalita Levine and Dean Day to the program. Folks, welcome. How are you today?
Hi, guys.
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Yeah, we're fine, thank you very much.
That is good to hear. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
And thank you.
Why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, well, we're a corporate training and coaching company based in London and different parts of the UK. So we go around to businesses and train them on different subjects that they might need some help with their staff. Say things like sales, marketing, team building, customer service, management,
well-being.
Yeah, all those kind of things that businesses are looking for training.
All righty. Now, what got you started in what you're doing? What sent you guys down this road?
Well, basically, we've always had a background in many different industries, particularly sales and marketing. And we've always had the knack for training our staff really well, which sort of led us to meet in an industry, come together to form a coaching and training company to inspire others and sort of pass our knowledge down, really.
We was always really heavily involved in sales and marketing in different industries, but we both found that we really enjoyed the actual training and teaching aspect way more than any other part of the jobs. So eventually that's what we decided to do. We decided to come together and actually like put together a corporate company to help people with obviously training needs. But we've also a community vibe as well to make sure that that we was helping people through the training and the teaching we was doing. So we made it into like a coaching community vibe as well, which we continue to do also.
All righty. Now, what started you down this road? What sent, you know, what really made you decide this is what you wanted to do?
Well, I think really it was our own families that inspired us really to we were inspired by that to make a change to other people's lives, and especially the community issues that we're actually facing here in the UK with gang-related crime and obviously very concerned for other families out there, and we've always been the helping type of people, so we've just decided to go into some sort of training where we can get a hands-on approach to the community, really. So we decided to go corporate because A, we can reach many people, and also hopefully we'll be able to help them sort of in their individual lives as well.
But we both come from quite humble beginnings, probably, like we would say, in London. And we've both gone from some real difficulties and issues in our lives. And I think over the time period, that makes you more empathetic to other people. And in London at the moment, I don't know what it's like with you guys over in the States, but there's a real issue with youth crime at the moment, and the whole generation like falling into that kind of issues and troubles like regarding crime and drugs and that kind of stuff. So what we find with our corporate clients is that they're all mums and dads, they're all parents themselves, and we find that combination that we bring, like we can help like businesses, but we can also help on an individual level as well, and that's really fulfilling for us. That's a big difference to what we used to do in sales and marketing, just, you know, in normal industries. So it really inspired us to get the company going, really.
All righty. Well, I can tell you that we have our fair share of gang activity here. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So,
one thing we're trying to do at the moment, we're trying to put together is a new project called the Achievement of Mind Experience, which is a fusion of coaching, but also performance. And it's bringing together like local communities that themselves to do performances with the issues that are affecting them, such as, for example, crime, drugs, that kind of stuff. But we actually combine it with coaching from ourselves and also from local community leaders, like police officers, doctors or nurses, teachers that are involved with youth at different levels, so they can see different perspectives, like youth of today can see a different perspective to what they see themselves, but also the professionals and the adults involved can see it from the actual perspective of the of the younger generation as well.
And we're bringing this into community theatre as well, so that's going to be great for awareness for the whole community, really.
All righty. Now, is there any sort of background or training that somebody else would need to be able to, you know, follow in your footsteps, do what you do?
To be honest, we're always learning all the time. Every time we think that we know what we're doing, we can learn some more from other people. What I would say is it's more about the actual perspective of what their mindset is. Why do they want to help people? Why do they want to coach people? Why do they want to train people? And if people have got that natural inclination to be a teacher, they're halfway there already. So it's really about the attitude and the mindset and the ability to learn. We're learning all the time. We feel all the time that there's stuff that we could do better. We could inspire more people. We could work harder. It's all about the actual mindset themselves, I think. Do you
and
agree with
that? I do, and I also feel that coaching is also a really good opportunity for perhaps people or children especially that feel like they don't know what to do in their life, if they've not achieved much in their education or they feel lost because of their surroundings, that they can actually learn that there is an industry for them. They can actually take all their experiences, all their problems and how they've overcome them and share that knowledge with other people, because teaching's not just numeracy and English, you know, it's about life experience too, and bringing that to share with others.
Alrighty. Now, how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
We've got our website, which is achievementinmind.org. You've also got our Instagram page and our Facebook page, haven't you?
Yeah, hashtag achievementinmind. And on our email as well, that's getresults@achievementinmind.org.
Yep, that's the main way. It's through the website and obviously through the email.
Alrighty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been great.
Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.